Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 8:14. I go to Bernie Sanders' website to find out more about his Medicare for All plan, and I get a page that asks me to donate. Then I go to the next page, the home page, and it tells me how to sign up for his campaign. And then I go back, and it's the page to donate. So I went to PolitiFact, and I wanted to find out more about Bernie Sanders' idea of Medicare for All. They said it'd be a single national health insurance program that would cover everyone who lives in the United States. It would cover every medically necessary service. And when I hear that, I wonder, well, who determines what's necessary? From routine doctor visits, surgery, mental health, to prescription drugs, dental, and vision. But they got a little bit of a problem here when it comes on to details on long-term care, which is where, as I understand it, the majority of the health costs come in with the program that, or at least the system that controls about a fifth of our economy. Nancy Nielsen joins us right now, clinical professor at the School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at the University of Buffalo and a past president of the American Medical Association. And we are happy to have you, doctor. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Tell me, I guess, your thoughts from your experience, your studies on Medicare for All, why it will or won't work, what's good or bad about it.
Well, first of all, you have to understand what these are being talked about by politicians, what they mean when they talk about Medicare for All. Bernie Sanders clearly has this very expansive view where essentially Medicare would be different than we know it because it would cover a lot of things Medicare doesn't cover now, like vision and dental and drugs. You have to buy a separate policy for drugs. So that's what he's talking about. He is short on details about how to pay for it. He also has zero cost sharing. There isn't a developed country that has universal health care that has zero cost sharing. So it would be really, really expensive.
So nobody would have to pay anything for this other than in taxes. You'd be able to go to the eye doctor, the dentist, the internist, the orthopedist, what have you, whatever you want to do. And I'm just asking if this is, as you understand it, Bernie Sanders' plan. And you wouldn't have to pay anything except for prescription drugs. Is that it?
No. As I understand it, from what he's talking about, I think one would still have to pay for Medicare as we pay for it now through deductions from salary and so on.
Okay.
But there wouldn't be cost sharing. There wouldn't be a copayment when you went to see that orthopedist, for example, or when you went to get an x-ray, nor would there be a copay or a deductible in terms of drugs and so on. So this is extraordinarily expansive. It also doesn't have a prayer of passing in this Congress, but it has shifted the debate in the Democratic Party, for sure, and brought out opposition in the Republican Party. But I would just remind everybody that what people say on the campaign trail often has little reality to what happens after an election.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is I realize it could not happen in this Congress, and I'm not a proponent of this, but you know, you never know. Who knows who could get elected, what could happen with the Congress and the Senate and so forth, and I defer to your opinion on that. Now that we've talked about the costs involved, what about the quality of care? What kind of effect would, hypothetically, this kind of system have on the people that are able to pay for their own care now, or through a series of insurances are able to pay for their own care?
Well, I think the key to try to understand that is to look at what would happen to what we have now. Under the Sanders plan, at least what was introduced in the last Congress by him, all private insurers would be eliminated. And the idea is that that would reduce the large administrative costs. Now, whether that would really be true or not, I don't know. The important thing to remember is that a third of Medicare beneficiaries right now are on Medicare Advantage plans, which they choose instead of traditional Medicare. Those plans are all administered by private insurers. So Sanders does not address that at all, but there are a ton of people who presumably would be out of work, even if some went to work for the government to administer Medicare for all.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Doctor.
No, I was just going to say there, when other politicians talk about Medicare for all, they're really talking about different variations where it's more a buy-in into Medicare. So just so people know, there are other versions out there other than the, quote, Medicare for all.
If you have a couple of moments, I'd like you to hang on and we can drill down on the other suggestions in terms of Medicare for all. And I want to talk to you about end-of-life care, because that is an extremely expensive component of this, is it not?
It is.
Some of the tough decisions that perhaps have to be made at that point, that if you try to talk practically about it, politically, it turns into the death squads. However, it is. I think it goes to both a quality of life issue and also cost of health care. Dr. Nancy Nielsen, our guest, former president of the AMA, will continue our conversation about Medicare for All right now. Time for traffic on WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A 90% chance for showers today. Highs about 75. No rain here in the CBD, and the fog appears to be lifting. We're at the upper 60s right now. We're talking about Bernie Sanders and some of the other Democratic presidential candidates talking about Medicare for all and what that would look like in terms of quality of care, in terms of doctors' availability, et cetera. Nancy Nielsen, our guest, clinical professor at the School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at the University of Buffalo, and a past president of the American Medical Association. And, Doctor, if I can jump to this, and then we'll go back to the other Medicare plans that are available, or suggestions, let's put it that way, Medicare for all ideas. When it comes to end-of-life care, talk, if you will, first about the percentage of expenses that involves and so forth.
Well, it's been estimated that half of the medical expenses incurred in an individual's lifetime occur in the last year of life. So it is expensive. We also know that people get referred to hospice late, later than probably they should. Full disclosure, I am on the local hospice board here, so this is a topic near and dear to me. But there is no reason that patients should not receive the benefit of the hospice, benefit to which they're entitled under Medicare. Doctors sometimes are reluctant to say to a patient, there's nothing more we can do. That's a problem that we as physicians sometimes have. Families are reluctant to hear that and accept it. But when you talk to patients, what they want is they want to die at home. They want to die surrounded by loved ones. They don't want to die in a hospital hooked up to machines. So the real issue is giving patients choices for what they want toward the end of life. But you commented that this is sort of radioactive in Washington, and it really is. In fact, I worked in Washington for 2 years in Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, and nobody would use the term end of life. They would talk about advanced illness. So I think you just have to be careful what you talk about, because otherwise you get the death panel moniker, which was applied ridiculously, as I think everybody knows now.
I try to break things down simply, Doctor, and I guess I make this example, and I'm not trying to, you know, I've been through it with both of my parents where we honored their wishes. A lot of times families do not honor the do not resuscitate wishes and so forth that the parents have left. But I always make the example of if you go to people and you say, you know, she's had a rich full life or he's had a rich full life or he's not going to recover, et cetera. We can keep him alive or her alive by artificial means. And you were to say, all right, this is a paper that you signed to do that. And this is the second mortgage on your home because we're going to be able to keep him alive. And I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but we're going to be able to keep him alive for about 6 weeks or 10 weeks. They really have no quality of life. But if you sign this, this will be a second mortgage on your home and we'll work out payments where you can pay every month or so. And I know that politically you could never say anything like that. But the point is, I think people feel like if it's Medicare and the taxpayers are paying for it and not themselves, and they've contributed to Medicare, I realize that, but nowhere near the money that's going to be spent. Do you think people would have a different view of it? And it, again, Doctor, that probably sounds very harsh and barbaric. I don't mean it to.
No, it actually doesn't sound harsh because there's a reality based to what you're saying. I will tell you, we did a survey recently at our regional hospice here, and we talked to hospice patients, and we asked them what were the things that concerned them most as they entered this last phase of life. And it's interesting that the dying patients themselves said they were very worried about the financial impact on their families. So I think we have to talk about that. So it's a very real issue. The bigger issue, in my opinion, bigger even than the finances, which are huge, is what do people really want? How do they want to spend those last weeks if they have that choice? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, some of us are not going to have a choice.
In terms of quality of care, we only unless, Doctor, you have a couple more minutes, do you?
I do.
Oh, wait, I got to Well, let me ask you this, if you can give me a quick answer. Quality of care with Medicare for All, would there be a substantial drop-off? Would it stay the same? Would it get better?
We don't know. That's the short answer. Mm.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. I'm sorry we're so rushed. I hope you come back on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Tommy.
Thank you. Dr. Nancy Nielsen, clinical professor at the School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at the University of Buffalo, past president of the American Medical Association. Give me a call, 260-1870. Your thoughts on single payer or Medicare for All when it comes to health care. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to David Blake.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.